ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right, is everybody set and ready? Because you know what? If you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, music. Music. Category number 2, a league of their own. Category number 3, video games. Category number 4, elephants on parade. And category number 5, take a break. All right, music, a league of their own, video games, elephants on parade. Take a break. Who's going to kick us off tonight? Jason from Morwell's first up. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Phil.
Hello. How you doing?
First time I've been first.
I know. Yes, I know. You're normally a bit, you know, you're normally still pulling on your trousers and getting out the front door, running for the bus, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
All right, what do you like here? Music, a league of their own, video games, elephants on parade, take a break.
I'll try music, thanks.
Music. Which English singer founded a record label in 2015 called Gingerbread Man Records?
Ed Sheeran?
It was Ed Sheeran. Maybe I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms.
When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight.
Yes, the ginger man himself, eh, Ed Sheeran. Very sweet
the
sound.
The only British redheader I know, so.
He's got a sweet sound, Ed Sheeran, doesn't he?
He does, he's not bad.
Yep. Question number 2, we're in music, if you like.
Yeah, we'll stick there.
In 2017, which Australian singer released an alarm clock that was simply the sound of him screaming?
Ooh. Australian. Oh, no, Shannon Knoll.
Not Shannon Knoll.
All right, thanks, Phil.
See ya, bye. Not Shannon Knoll. No, Rodney from Warburton, Victoria. Hello, Rodney.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. Question number 2, we're in music. In 2017, which Australian singer released an alarm clock that was simply the sound of him screaming? You're wondering about the possible market for such an object, Rodney.
No, I'm laughing because you're laughing because you know that I have absolutely no bloody idea about this. But
mind you, we've had Shannon Knoll. You could knock one off for us.
I honestly don't know. All I can say, my grandma still hates you.
Thank you very much. See you, Rodney. Bye-bye. Claudette from WA. Hi, Claudette.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm really well. Question number 2. We're in music. In 2017, which Australian singer released an alarm clock that was simply the sound of him screaming?
Jimmy Barnes?
Yes, it was. a lot of people on the text line guessing this as well. Yes, it was. It was Jimmy Barnes. Well, yeah, that's Chain of Fools, of course, but what about a bit of Jimmy Barnes and screaming, hey? Hey! I guess you would wake up.
Well, yeah. I don't think I want to wake up that way each day.
I don't know how many alarm clocks he moved. I suspect not many. Hey, question number 3. We're in music, but you can move if you like or stay here.
What are my other choices, please?
You've got a choice of, well, you're in music, you could stay there, or A League of Their Own, Video Games, Elephants on Parade, Take a Break.
Elephants on Parade, please.
Elephants on Parade, question number 3. When I See an Elephant Fly is a song from a 1941 film. Which one? Claudette.
Philip, I can make a wild stab, but that's all it is. Film, 41. Not my best time. A little bit before my time, but not much. I think, could that have been, it had to be to do with the war at the time.
All right, Claudette, we might have to say goodbye.
Sorry. All right. I'd be guessing, and I don't want to hold you up anymore.
That's all right.
I enjoy your show very much.
Thanks, Claudette. Bye-bye. Thank you. 1-300-800-222. Hey, Henry from Turinga. Hi, Henry.
Hello. How are you?
Very well. When I See an Elephant Fly is a song from which 1941 film?
Is it The Sound of Music?
Not The Sound of Music. No. Not The Sound of Music, Henry. No. Chris in the Southern Water says, Phil, comedian and radio presenter Doug Mulray. Oh, the great Doug Mulray. Yes. Used to have a comedy skit about a Jimmy Barnes alarm clock in the late 1980s. Yeah. Yes. What a man was Doug Mulray in the radio studio. An absolute special, unique. 1-300-800-222. Paul from Essendon. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how are you, Philip?
Oh, very well. Elephants on Parade. When I See an Elephant Fly is a song from a 1941 film. Which one?
Sounds like it might be from Dumbo.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Dumbo, the ninth wonder of the universe. The world's only flying elephant.
Did you ever see an elephant fly?
Well, I've seen a horse fly.
Oh, I've seen a dragon fly.
I've seen a house fly.
See, I've seen all that too. I've seen a peanut stand and heard a rubber band. I seen a needle that winked its eye. But I'll be done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly.
What'd you say, boy?
I said when I see an elephant fly.
Oh, clever lyrics. Question number 4. Jane from Humbush had Dumbo. Julie from Mount Garnet, good, yes. Darren from Plenty had Dumbo. John from Newcastle. Caroline from Baldivis. Babson Ringwood. And plenty of others had Dumbo. All righty. Paul, question number 4. What do you want to do?
Can I go to video games, please?
Yes, you can. Video games, question number 4. 2012's Video Games was the debut single from which American musician?
No, you've got me there, Philip. Sorry, mate.
No good. Thanks, Paul. So, thank you anyway. Chris says, yes, Phil, I agree. Doug Mulray was totally amazing. He was. He was one of the genuinely creative people ever on Australian radio, I think. James from Osborne Park. G'day, James. Hello, James. James, you're still there with us? I'll put you on hold just in case you're there but have disappeared temporarily. Mitchell from Melton. Hello, Mitchell.
Hey, Phil, how you going, mate?
Oh, not bad. Not bad.
I love your show, by the way.
Thank you. Question number 4, video games. 2012's Video Games was the debut single from which American musician?
Ooh, 2012, I was about 13 years old. Can you repeat the question, sorry?
2012's Video Games was the debut single from which American musician were in a category called Video Games.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm not sure off the top of my head with that one.
No worries. Thanks, Mitchell. Thank you, mate.
Thanks so much.
See ya. Bye-bye. That's all right. Kim from Manham, the voice of the Murray. G'day, Kim.
Good evening, Philip.
How you doing?
I thought I'd better make myself known again, otherwise you'd forget about me.
Oh, Kim, we don't forget about... No. We do not forget. Not at all. No, we always have a vision of you on the back deck of the paddle steamer, just as it goes round the bend in Manham, Kim.
Yes.
Waking up every wombat in the area.
In a nice way.
In a perfectly nice way. That's right. Exactly. Now, what do you reckon about this one? This is someone in the same neck of the woods as you. Video games. 2012's Video Games was the debut single from an American musician. Which one?
Absolutely no idea.
I knew you'd say that.
Right, okay.
Thanks, Kim.
Right,
nice
thank
to,
you, Philip.
Nice of you to check in. Bye-bye. No. Joshua from Adelaide says, no, it's not. I love Kim from the Riverland, such a fella. I met him. Oh, did you, Josh? Good on you. Sam from Brisbane's got the right answer as well. Phil, did you get the news about Geoffrey Thomas dying, says my texter. No, I didn't see that. Was that a text earlier, was it? I'm sorry. Just send me some news about that. Geoffrey Thomas, of course, was a well-known aviation broadcaster and journalist, as we know. Oh, no, I didn't hear that. He would have only been in his 70s, I think, wouldn't he, Geoffrey Thomas? Anyway, thank you for the news. I hadn't seen that, no. Thank you for letting us know. Who's next up? Mike from Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
emulating Tom there.
Kim,
what
you
was
mean?
The question? Yes, that's who I meant, sorry.
No, that's all right. Video games were in. 2012's Video Games was the debut single from an American musician. Which one?
Well, I don't think they should have asked anybody beyond a certain age.
No.
Because I'm certainly not anyone that has any idea of this, so I'll pass it on again.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. You. See you. Bye-bye. Felicity from Badgerbop's got the right answer. Amy's got the right answer. Cracks the Truckie's got the right answer. Lorenzo from Fulham Gardens in South Australia's got the right answer. My texter says Doug Mulray loved his motor racing, was the only person sacked on live TV. He was too. Bevan from Fremantle. G'day, Bevan.
G'day. How are you?
I'm very well. Question number 4. Music. We're not in music. We're in video games. 2012's Video Games was the debut single from an American musician. Which one?
I remember this one. It was a moody one. It was a nice one for my teenage years. That would be Lana Del Rey.
It would be Lana Del Rey. It would be Lana Del Rey indeed. Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. Yeah, very good, Bevan.
Wowee,
indeed.
Just pictured you and me slow dancing on that one.
Oh, dear. One of my texters says, if Kim from the Voice of the Murray was to release an alarm clock, he'd probably put us back to sleep. John from Geelong, who I'm sure means this in the nicest possible way as well. We'll get Kim to sing a song for us. He's got to work up to it, you see, so he can't dial it up on demand. Question number 5. We're in video games, but you don't have to stay there. You could move to a league of their own, music, Elephants on Parade, or Take a Break.
Oh, Take a Break sounds nice, but I reckon I might stay in video games.
Video games, staying here. All right. Which series of fighting games is set in a fictional universe, which includes Earthrealm, Netherrealm, and Sado, the Realm of Order? You chose this bit.
Yeah, I know, because I'm a bit younger, so I have a shot. But I got no idea, but I heard fighting, so I'm going to say Mortal Kombat.
Correct.
Oh, very good.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, Mortal Kombat. Well, you see, you backed yourself, and there you are, Bevan. Good on you.
Well, let's go again in video games.
Oh, he's up now. He's got his tail up now. Question number six. Oh, how the mighty have fallen on such pride. Bevan.
Yeah, there we go.
Bevan, yeah, question number six. The 1978 debut of which famous arcade game caused such a run on coins that it forced the Bank of Japan to order 3 emergency mintings of new coins?
Holy dooly, must have been a hit. This is before my time, but I'm going to say Pac-Man.
Not Pac-Man.
Oh,
not a bad guess, but not Pac-Man. Sorry, mate, thank you.
All good, thanks.
Thanks for helping us out with Lana Del Rey. Yeah, no, that could have been right. We're in that kind of space, aren't we? Frank from Richmond. G'day, Frank.
Hello.
Hi. The 1978 debut of which famous arcade game caused such a run on coins that the Bank of Japan was obliged to order 3 emergency mintings of new coins?
Japanese. I'm not sure. What about Gomoku?
No, not Gomoku. Thank you. No, it's not. 1-300-800-222. There are line 3. You will get straight through. Come on. James from Morty Alex got the right answer. Yes, Megan from Dawesville has got the right answer. Nat from Kallaroo will have the right answer. Hi, Nat.
Hey, Philip.
You'll be right here. Question 6, video games. The 1978 debut of which famous arcade game caused a run on coins and forced the Bank of Japan to order 3 emergency mintings?
Was it Space Invaders?
Of course it was Space Invaders. Yes.
I heard you panic when you said space earlier and I was like, oh, it's definitely Space Invaders.
Hang on, did I say space? I know I didn't.
You said space before.
In this question...
Oh yeah.
No, Nat! I'm gonna have to pack it in. It is Space Invaders. Remember?
Yay. Oh. I was born in 89.
Trust me, it was absolutely addictive.
I can imagine.
A bit like, you remember the early video games of the tennis ping when Pong first came out?
I do.
Bong, bong, bong. Nat, question 7. We're in video games. You can move if you like.
Did you say music?
Yeah, music.
Yeah.
What's the highest grossing Broadway musical of all time?
You're going to guess Cats.
Not Cats. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I know. Sorry, Nat. Thank you. Bye. No, it's not Cats. It's not Cats. It's probably not that hard to guess. What about Steve in Cairns? G'day, Steve.
Oh, good evening. Good morning now.
Morning. Well, actually, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I so know this, but I can't get it out of my head, into my tongue.
What's the highest grossing Broadway musical of all time, Steve?
I can see it, but I can't. Sorry.
No good?
Yeah.
Okie doke. Chipper in King Island says, can you remember taking Coke bottles in to get 20 cents to play Space Invaders? Well, I think because it was the first real kind of on-screen shooter, first-person shooter game, wasn't it? And it was primitive by today's standards, but at the time it was cutting edge. David from Morfettville. Hello, David.
Good morning, Phil. How are you today?
Not bad. Yeah. Question number seven we're up to. We're in music. What's the highest grossing Broadway musical of all time?
I'd have a guess between two. Chicago.
Not Chicago. No. Sorry. No, not Chicago. Fair Release from Ararat. That's not correct either. Who's got the right answer? Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer. Ange from Kilsyth says Rent. No, it's not Rent. Peter from South Melbourne. G'day, Peter.
How are you, Phil?
All right, I think.
That's good.
Question number seven. We're in music. What's the highest grossing Broadway musical of all time?
Look, the only one I can think of is Phantom of the Opera.
Ah, Phantom, yes. No, it's not the Phantom of the Opera. I can see why you go there, but and it's good to get it out of the way, but it's not the Phantom of the Opera. No. Jason from Camden. G'day, Jason.
Hi, Philip. Good to be back.
Good to be back. Yes, good to be back. Question number seven, music. What's the highest grossing Broadway musical of all time?
Well, I was going to guess Phantom as well, but I'll just I'll go for West Side Story.
No, it's not West Side Story. No, it's not. I know. It's not West Side Story either. Well, we're getting through a few possibilities here. Well, there are lines free if you want to grab one. Roz from Strath Album.
I'm sorry. Okay. I won't do my throat singing tonight.
No throat singing, Roz. No. No.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just being evil. I don't know. My kids, everyone seems to be into that Lion King thing. I don't know. I'll just go to the Lion King.
Correct. It is the Lion King. Yeah. Yes, it was big, big, big.
Hey, I took my kids to see that, right, when it opened up.
Yeah.
And anyway, my older one's like, I don't know, she's 45 now, six, whatever. Mm. And they just say, oh, you cried when it started. No, I didn't. They go, yes, you did. You cried.
I know, Ros. Yeah, I know. It was like there wasn't. Hey, Pete from Elmore has just texted in saying, good evening or morning, Phil. I was employed by the CFA in my early years of employment. Our chief officer was a gentleman by the name of Brian Potter. He had a very strong and deep voice, the same as Kim from Manham. I always remember him when I hear his deep, strong voice, and it reminds me of really good times in the CFA. That's nice, Peter. What a nice memory. Roz, Lovely. We're up to question number eight. We're in music. You can stay there or you could move.
I'm not good at music. I know I had a but Madonna the other.
Okay. A League of Their Own, video games, Take a Break, Elephants on Parade.
Oh, let's go Elephants.
Elephants on Parade. Question number eight. Which ancient general crossed the Alps with elephants in 218 BC?
Hannibal Barker.
Hannibal who?
His name was Hannibal Barker.
Hannibal is the one I want. Question number nine. Are we staying with Elephants on Parade?
Yes, please.
Okay, Elephants on Parade. Colonel Haffy is an elephant from which 1967 Disney film?
Dumbo?
No, not Dumbo. Sorry, Roz, no, not Dumbo. Dave from Perth. G'day, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
All right. Yeah, how's things at your end?
It was all right until I heard the question.
Mm. Elephants on Parade. Colonel Haffy is an elephant from a 1967 Disney film. Which one?
I would have said Dumbo, but I don't know.
But see, given that we've already had Dumbo, in as the answer to When I See an Elephant Fly. Where's that from? A 1941 film. The film was Dumbo. So
you're trying to give me
it's
a
not clue. An iron. No. I'm not trying to give you a clue at all. But it's usually an iron law of nightlife that we. It's not the same answer. Colonel Haffy's an elephant from a 1967 Disney film.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
No good?
Yeah, no good.
No worries, Dave. That's all right. That's okay. We're here for a good time. Stephen from Engadine, who I haven't spoken to for a long time. Hello, Stephen.
Evening, Squire.
How are you? How have you been?
Oh, not too bad.
You're keeping the flock in order and heading in the right direction?
We're still at the same church, but I'm not on staff there at the moment.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
But no, they're doing all right.
How's little lamb? Well, he's probably big now.
Yes, we're at school now.
Oh, is that right? Hang on, how old is he?
Well, he was born around the first COVID lockdown, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he's got a six on that that age thing now.
Oh, wow. So he's at school, wow. Because you see, everyone, just in case you're wondering what we're talking about, Stephen is a very good Mighty Challenge player, but almost exclusively because he used to get a lot of help from his baby son Liam, who he would often be bottle feeding, and Liam would be whispering the answers in his ear.
I'd won the challenge with Tony long before I had children, so you can't just say that it's on them.
I know, Stephen, I know. All right, we're up to question number 9. Anyway, life is okay. That's what I'm mainly concerned about.
Oh, look, we're going all right. You know, I wouldn't mind some work at the moment, but that's another story. But
Yeah. Oh, that's no good. Well, anyway, I hope something works out for you.
Okay.
Question number 9. We're in Elephants on Parade. Colonel Haffy's an elephant from a 1967 Disney film. Which one?
Well, if it's not Dumbo, I'm guessing it must be the Jungle Book.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. If it's not Dumbo, it's got to be the Jungle Book.
Oh, Ooby-Doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you too. You'll see it's true. Someone like me can learn to be like someone like you. Now, don't try to kid me, man cub. I'll make a deal with you. I desire this man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red fire so I can be like you. Oh, Ooby-Doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too.
Yes, very good. Jody from Sussex says, OMG, I cannot believe that little baby we could hear feeding on the bottle is now at school. That's what happens. That is what happens, Jody. Stephen?
Yes.
Question number 10. What do you want to do? Stay with elephants? You could go anywhere. We haven't exhausted any topics yet. Elephants on Parade, Take a Break, Music, A League of Their Own, Video Games.
Let's go back to music.
Back to music it is. Annie wants to send happy thoughts to you and your family.
Oh, thank you.
Music, question number 10. Billie Eilish sang the theme song for a Bond film. Which one?
Oh, I was hoping when you said Billie Eilish it was going to be a different question. And I'm not a Bond fan, so I'm just trying to – it's a very recent one because she hasn't been around for that long.
She hasn't?
And it's one of those ones where it's not the title of the movie, so that makes it even trickier. Oh, that's all I know. Australia 8 for 149 in the one-day match against Pakistan, if you're interested.
Thank you. The Crows beat Geelong by 1 point, if you're interested.
I'm not, but Sydney's going all right, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, good.
What's it called? No, it's not that one. Sorry, I've
no worries.
The only one I've got in my head is Quantum of Solace, but I know it's not that because that's well before, but I can't think of any other one, so I'll have to go with that.
That's not right. Stephen, nice to hear from you anyway.
Not a problem.
Good on you. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye. Cheers. Stephen from Engadine. Long time mighty challenge player. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Lines are free. Grab one if you want to play. We're here for a good time. Linda from Semaphore. G'day.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. We're in music. Yes. Billie Eilish sang the theme song for a Bond film. Which one?
I know she recognises as gender neutral or binary or whatever, and it was probably the last film, but what it was called, I've got no idea.
There we go. There we go. Thanks.
My brain is very soggy at the moment. We've had nearly 40 mils of rain here this week.
Have you really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's more to come.
Yeah, I know that weather's moving across, you know. I think everyone's going to get a soak. And, well, the East Coast had a bit of a soak anyway. Nothing wrong with rain at this time of the year, though.
No, and I think you've even had snow in your parts of the area too.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Thanks, Linda.
That's okay. Thanks,
Phil. Stay dry, stay warm. Bye-bye. How lovely to hear Stephen ring in. All of us nightlife grandmas love little Liam. God bless your family. Yes. Well, God bless family, hey? Vinny from Perth. G'day, Vinny.
Phil, how are you?
Pretty good. Billie Eilish sang the theme song for a Bond film. Which one?
She was right. It was the last one. It should be No Time to Die, is it?
No Time to Die. Correct. Yes, a good set of lungs has Billie Eilish. Thanks, James and Darren, giving us the cricket score. England are 7 from 108. Oh, dear. You know, against New Zealand in the first test in England. Vinny, question number 11. We're in music. Yep. One left there, otherwise you can move.
That's fine. You can stay there.
Stay here? Okay. Music. Which string note appears twice on a standard six-string guitar, once low and once high? What note?
Nah, I don't know, Phil.
No good?
Thanks, bye.
Thanks, Vinny. Bye-bye. See you later. Glenn from Frankston. G'day, Glenn.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah. Question number 11. We're in music.
Swannies are going well, mate.
The Swannies are going very well. I hope they're going well again this Sunday. I'll be at the game, 3:15, up against the Saints.
I'm taking up AFL chess. We're not going to talk about the Bombers. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. And then you laugh to make me feel better. So thank you very much.
Oh, I did. No, I was just reflecting the other day about the coverage of Brad Scott. I mean, it was just quite phenomenal, wasn't it? Really,
it's ridiculous. And what's going on in the wider world? And I'm a footy nuffy. Don't get me wrong, but I was stunned by it.
I know.
And my sister gives you her love as well, because being a Carlton supporter, she's pretty happy with Kerno going up there as well. So that's been a good couple of
mind weeks. Mind you, Carlton had a cracker last Friday night, didn't they, against Geelong? Well, how about that?
And I'm a firm believer it can get turned around pretty quickly, but we'll see what happens.
We shall see what happens, exactly. It's halfway through the season. It's an interesting point, interesting time of day. Question number 11. We're in music. Which note appears twice on a standard six-string guitar, once low and once high?
I think it's E.
Yes, correct, it is. It's E, yes. Very good. All right, question number 12. No more music. So we've got A League of Their Own video games, two left there, or we've got Take a Break or Elephants on Parade.
A lot, which is not good.
Let's go for In a League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own. Which 2017 superhero film stars Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, and Gal Gadot?
Justice League?
Yes, correct. Yes. A League of Their Own is the category. Justice League. Excellent work. Question number 13. A League of Their Own. Staying?
May as well. Thank you.
Which team won the inaugural season of the English Premier League?
You could have just gone to the VFL line, but no. Let's go with Manchester United.
Correct. Yes. As a default answer to anything concerning the English Premier League, it's not a bad answer, is it?
It's a bit like that, isn't it? Yeah. Yep.
The English Premier League, yes. Question number 14. A League of Their Own.
We shall stay.
Which country was expelled from the League of Nations after invading Finland?
That would be Germany.
Not Germany.
There you go, Phil. As soon as you say excellent, it goes pear-shaped for me.
See you.
Have a great weekend, mate.
See you too, mate. Hope your team wins. Good on you. Carol from Craigieburn had, yes, E sharp and E minor, E. Jim and Campbellton had Arsenal and Liverpool. Adrian from Bella Vista, that's correct. Grover from Ocean Grove, correct. Stella from Bayswater, correct. Jim in Campbelltown, also correct. Lines are free. Grab one. You'll get straight through. Guy from Butterham. G'day, Guy.
Yeah, g'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. We're up to question number 14, A League of Their Own. Which country was expelled from the League of Nations after invading Finland?
But no idea. Sorry, mate.
No good?
Nah.
Okie doke. Thanks anyway. Frank from Mount Evelyn, correct. Yes, that's true. Rock Cod, yes, correct. Ross from Scoresby, correct. Chipper from King Island says, I'm a Carlton man, but it's round 13, so we've got no hope against the Dons. Oh, I don't know. Chipper, I don't know. If you're a Carlton man, you're in the peachy time right now, I would think. Liam from Maryborough. Hello, Liam.
Hello.
Question 14. We're in a League of Their Own. Which country was expelled from the League of Nations after invading Finland?
I was hoping to get a video game question. Germany?
Not Germany. No, we've had Germany, so I'll give you another go.
That's just a wild guess.
No, not Turkey. Sorry, Liam. Thank you. No, not Turkey. Paul from Plainlands, that's not correct either. Stephen from Engadine, yes, that is correct. Steve from Leicester. Hello, Steve.
How are you, Phil?
Good. Question 14, A League of Their Own. Which country was expelled from the League of Nations after invading Finland?
I don't know. I was just imagining Finland being taken over by kebab shops, but...
It's a long way from the Galata Bridge in Istanbul to walk with the kebabs, I agree, but there you go.
So I'm going to say the USSR.
Correct, yes. The Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was expelled from the League of Nations after invading Finland. All right. The ill-fated League of Nations did not last long. Our own United Nations doesn't seem to be lasting much. Well, it is lasting longer, but
yeah. Well, the League of Nations never had a chance when the states didn't join.
No. It never had a chance for all sorts of reasons.
True.
Now the UN's been actually, in many ways, quite successful in its, promotion of health and environment and food and public policy and so on, less successful in getting people to stop shooting each other.
Reduce shooting each other.
Do you think it's... Yeah, it probably has reduced you. It probably has, yeah. Probably has. Was it the orange man mistaking Finland for Greenland, is my text. Did you see that he's going to leave? Steve, did you see that he's going to leave? There's a report that the UFC cage fighting tent that he's built outside the White House, he's thinking he might leave it there as a permanent fixture. Question number 15. A league of their own is where we are. What do you want to do?
I will stay there. Why not?
The Arab League was founded on the 22nd of March, 1945. In which capital city? The Arab League.
Paris.
No. Not Paris. Sorry, Steve. Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Paris, no. Andrew from Geelong. G'day, Andrew.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
I don't think I know this one. The Arab League.
The Arab League was founded on the 22nd of March, 1945. In which capital city?
The Arab League. Egypt.
Which capital city were I'm after?
Oh, sorry, Cairo.
Cairo is correct, yeah. Cairo, yes. Bette Midler's published a before and after overhead photo of the White House and wrote, "It's like a meth family just moved in next door." Oh, yes, you have a look at the photo. He's built this UFC cage fighting arena right next to the White House.
Wow. Was there an event there recently?
There's going to be, apparently, yes.
Right.
He's going to leave it up there, though. He's also, what was I reading the other day? What was
out of that room.
What's that?
Hardly more wild than most of the decisions made in that White House.
That is true. What was I reading today? That he's also renamed the Florida airport after himself.
Yeah, naturally.
Question number 16. What are we going to do here? Stay with a league of their own?
I might have a go at video games.
Video games, why not? Which video game has three independent dimensions called the Overworld, the Nether, and the End?
I fortunately have a child obsessively playing this game, so I think I know it's Minecraft.
Correct. Yes, it is. Yeah, that is a big advantage.
Yeah.
Bobsled says Donald's probably more interested in KFC than UFC.
I wish, yeah.
I don't know. He had himself photographed.
His best chance, actually, is if he's obsessively eating KFC six times a day.
Oh, that is it. Yes, there's an opportunity there, isn't there? That's
yeah, right. I think so.
I'm being informed that a group of gay activists has purchased a big block of tickets for the upcoming UFC. Oh, no. Ross from Scoresby says, and there's a giant hole in the ground where the West Wing used to be. No, is it? It's not the West Wing, isn't it? Isn't it the East Wing? I think it's the East Wing.
With a ballroom?
Where he's knocked it down to build the ballroom, but a court's blocked the building of the ballroom.
Oh, good. Yeah, it'd be great if there was some sort of semblance of sanity going on in the legal system over there.
I don't think there is any likelihood of it so far yet, hey?
No, fair enough.
Brent Gepessa from Tenterfield. Good on you, Babs. What an hilarious comment on the White House. Yes. Well, question number 17. We're in video games. We've got one left.
Yeah, I think I'll try again. There's only one left in video games?
Yeah, one left in video games.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, hanging off the expertise of your son.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's all I've got going for me.
Young Andrew, come to the rescue.
Yeah.
Chun-Li. Ryu, Chun-Li, Ryu, and Ken are characters from which series of arcade fighting games?
Street Fighter.
Hey, look at that, Street Fighter. You have been wasting your time along.
Yeah, that's right. I'll take a bite here now. I'm pretty.
You have been wasting your time mightily, Andrew. Yeah,
thanks.
All right, very good. That's 1, 2, 3. Okay, good. Question number 18. Now, no more video games. So we've got A League of Their Own, Elephants on Parade, or Take a Break.
Elephants on Parade, Take a Break. Where could we leave with those? I'm wondering about your league. I caught one of the questions on the league, so I imagine there's different
There's one left in a league of their own, five in Take a Break, or two in Elephants on Parade.
I have a crack at Take a Break.
Eight questions left. Take a Break.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Question number 18, first in the category. Take a Break is the slogan for which chocolate bar?
Kit Kat.
Correct. Very good here, Andrew.
This is good.
This is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four in the trot.
No, this is all right.
This is good. John from Geelong says Trump's compared the cage to the Eiffel Tower. He says it should be permanent.
I think there was as much discussed about the Eiffel Tower at the time.
Well, that wasn't meant to be permanent either. Well, it wasn't meant to be permanent, was it? That was only a temporary thing too.
Yeah, I think if you had the idea it should be permanent, yeah.
Question 19. Take a Break.
All right, yeah, let's stick with Take a Break.
What's believed to be the first human invention to break the sound barrier?
Oh, wow. What's believed to be the first human
invention to break the sound barrier?
I'm going to guess the whip.
Correct.
Beauty.
Gee whiz. That's five. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you get to question 24, it's a black magnet, Andrew.
What's that? A black magnet?
Oh,
you'll see.
Me, what are you doing?
You're talking. Here we go. You're on.
Bobsled says, I don't want to comment on the president's ballroom. That's a matter between him and his tailor. Which is fair. Question 20. We're in Take a Break.
Yeah, Take a Break or Elephants.
Or you can move on to Elephants on Parade or A League of Their Own. It's up to you.
Have people done a few of Elephants on Parade?
Would you? There's two left there, if you like.
There's two left. Okay, no, I'll stick with Take a Break.
Staying with Take a Break?
Yeah, I think
so. In which Australian state would you find the village of Broke?
Australian state? There'd be a village called Broke. 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 Where's Broke?
No. All right.
Now, could I guess it's Queensland?
It's not Queensland.
No worries. Thanks very
much. Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye. You're going well there. I thought you might go on with it, actually. Very good. Carol says, I knew there'd be a Kit Kat question. The factory's down the road from me. Oh, good. Can you hang around and get this? Can you get old bits of broken Kit Kat? Not old. Can you get the broken Kit Kats? That was always the fantasy, wasn't it? If you lived next to a chocolate factory, get the broken bits. Cameron. Hi, Cameron.
How are you?
Pretty good. Question 20 we're up to. Take a Break. In which Australian state would you find the village of Broke?
New South Wales.
Correct. Yes, it is. Broke is in New South Wales, in the Hunter Valley, isn't it? Question number 21. Take a Break.
Elephants. Elephants.
Oh, Elephants on Parade. Mount Elephant is located in which Australian state or territory, Cameron?
Elephants. Elephant.
Mount Elephant is located in which Australian state or territory?
Queensland.
Not Queensland. Sorry, Cameron. Thank you anyway. It's not Queensland. Jenny from Glenbrook says, if the cage stays, Donald needs to be locked in. And the key never to be found. I think that's unlikely. Monica from the Hunter Valley. Hi, Mon.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Not bad.
Big hello to all the nurses, midwives and paramedics.
And paramedics. Exactly. And our hats go up in unison from your call, Mon. Good on you. Hey, question 21. Mount Elephant is located in which Australian state or territory? It's not Queensland.
Yeah, I was ringing up about Broke because Broke's in the Hunter Valley.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a pretty little town.
It is.
Mount Elephant I have never heard of, and certainly not in the outback because I've travelled and worked in the outback. I'm going to have to guess. I'll guess Tasmania.
It's not in Tassie, no.
No worries.
Thanks, Monica. Bye-bye. No, it's not in Tassie. All right. Trent from Walkaway's got the right answer. Jane from Mount Gambier's got the right answer. Annette in Perth has got the right answer. What about Jill from WA, from North Yundrup? G'day, Jill.
Gee whiz, that was quick.
I know, it can be.
It is WA.
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
I thought I was
looking
on that one.
No, there's no Mount. Well, not that I'm aware of. There's no Mount Elephant in WA.
Well, I thought it was in Kununurra, in the middle of the lake.
Not
anyway.
Thanks anyway, Jill. Good on you. Bye bye. Not that I'm aware of. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Phil. How you going?
Not bad. Mount Elephant is located in.
Yeah, it's in Victoria.
Yeah, correct. Yes, you're from Geelong, so, all right. Yes,
yeah, just up the road.
It is. That's right, it is just up the road. All right, Paul, I've got to tell you what, we'll put you on hold because we've got to go to a news bulletin and we have got 1, 2, 3, 4 questions left in. The Mighty Challenge. And Paul from Geelong is up on deck. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, still here, Phil.
Now, we've a bit of controversy corner here. Dave from Perth says there is a Mount Elephant in Western Australia. Yeah. Okay.
What do you want to do, Phil? You're the rule man.
No. I'm giving it to you because there is certainly a Mount Elephant in Victoria, and that's my answer. I don't know. I haven't had any other independent attestation other than Dave from Perth as to the existence of Mount Elephant in Western Australia. He reckons it's on Minimum Station in the Gascoyne region. Oh, okay. Now the other
lady said it was near Kununurra, didn't
she? Yeah, exactly. Which is, I don't think that's right. No. So anyway, no, I'm going with you. Now, I asked about the other controversy. I asked about the broken bits of Kit Kat for the Kit Kat factory because Carol from Craigieburn lives down the road from the Kit Kat factory, and she says, "Funny you ask. My friend works there and brings home the broken ones." My mother worked there first making Toscas. Do you remember Tosca? Oh, gee, I do. Tosca was the best chocolate bar ever. Why did they ever get rid of it? But however, Pat from The Point says there's no broken bits of Kit Kats because the broken bits and rejected bars are actually used to make the thin bit of cream in between the wafer layers. So if you think about it, the rejected bars already had the crushed Kit Kat cream in it, so technically there is an infinite Kit Kat loop existing. What do you make of that, Paul?
that's scandal, Phil.
Well, I know. That's the sort of thing I'm dealing with night after night, Paul.
What's your favourite chocolate bar, Phil?
My favourite chocolate bar? I would... Well, you see, given they don't make Toscas anymore, which they should, that was criminal that they got rid of Toscas. They were so good.
I don't even know what they are.
Oh, come on, Paul. I mean,
I'm probably only half your
Paul,
age.
Paul, go down, find the nearest pier and jump off it, right? Like, seriously.
Cunningham Pier in Geelong.
What's your favourite chocolate bar?
Well, I do like the Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Particularly those chunky ones.
Yeah.
I like the Aero Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And I like the Roast Peanut Cup.
Oh, okay. That's a bit posh, Paul.
Yeah.
I think probably of that lot, probably I would go. I'm still partial to a cherry ripe. I don't mind that.
Yeah, right. I'll find them a bit. What? Just neither here nor there.
Bit, how's your father, hey?
Yeah.
I know. If we had a Tosca, we would be no argument. Yeah, no, I don't mind Kit Kats.
Explain the Tosca to me.
The Tosca is like a very large bar of Kit Kat, but it had chocolate on the outside and it had a caramel kind of filling in the middle. Oh, it's not a Mars bar. It had a wafer. It had a wafer as well.
This is the problem, Phil. I'm not a huge fan of caramel. I was thinking that sounds absolutely delicious.
Paul.
Until you said it's got caramel in it.
Paul, you know I told you to go and jump off a pier. Hey, what do you mean you don't like caramel?
Well, it just gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, and, that's the point.
You know?
That's the point. That's the idea.
No.
Did you ever eat a lolly called a cobber?
What year are you talking here, Phil?
I reckon they still exist. I reckon cobber. They're little caramel things covered in chocolate.
A mate?
No, a cobber. I said, not a mate, a cobber.
Well, same thing.
No, it's not. Question number 22. People are turning off by the drove. I can hear us, our audience disappearing us on us, Paul. Question 22. What do you want to do here?
What are my options?
What was the last one you answered? Take a break.
Mount Elephant.
Oh, no, Mount Elephant, yeah. So we've got one left in Elephants. We've got four left. One left in Elephants on Parade. We've got two left in Take a Break and one left in A League of Their Own.
We'll go Take a Break.
Take a Break. Question number 22. Well, what do you reckon about this one? Question 22, quote, well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Are the opening lyrics of which song by Elvis?
Certainly heard it many a times. Just read it for me again, Phil. Sing it for me.
You won't be getting any singing from me. Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Are the opening lyrics of which song by Elvis?
I'll just go Rock Around the Clock.
It's not Rock Around the Clock.
No worries,
Paul,
Phil.
For a bloke who doesn't know about Tosca bars, you know, like, I mean, I'm trying to think if sympathy should be extended to you, Paul.
I tell you what, Phil. Enjoy the weekend.
See you, Paul.
See you later.
Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Tracy in Launceston. G'day, Tracy.
G'day, Phil.
Question 22. Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Are the opening lyrics of which song by Elvis?
Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel. I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll
be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they could die.
Boom, boom. Very good, Trace. Yes, three to go. We've got one left in Take a Break. We've got one left in A League of Their Own and one left in Elephants on Parade.
Okay, I think I'll just stay where we are.
Take a Break?
Yes, thank you.
The chemical symbols for bromine and barium appeared in the title sequence for which American TV show?
Breaking Bad.
Correct, Breaking Bad. Very good. Oh, two to go, Tracy.
Oh, sorry, that was an Elvis reference. Sorry.
Two to go. Elephants on Parade or A League of Their Own?
Oh, I'll go the League one.
A League of Their Own. Question 24. At sea, how many nautical miles make up a league?
I have heard this before, but I won't be able to retrieve it from the memory banks at this late stage, I don't think. I'll say 60.
Not 60, Trace. No. Not close either. Sorry,
Thank
Trace.
You.
Thanks. Bye. I thought you might get home, but no. Stacey from Heidelberg. Hello, Stacey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Question 24. At sea, how many nautical miles make up a league?
Did you just have a birthday, by the way?
Sorry?
Was it your birthday recently?
No, it was not.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought maybe your birthday was...
No.
How many nautical miles...
At sea, how many nautical miles make up a league?
1,000.
No, not 1,000. Thanks, Trace. Thanks, Stacey. Not 1,000. No. Tara in the truck. G'day, Tara.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good, mate. Yeah. Question 24. A league of their own. At sea, how many nautical miles make up a league?
Well, I've got a couple of things in mind. I'm not sure if it's 16 or 20, the two things I'm thinking of, but I'll have a go at 20, I think.
No, it's not 20. Not actually close, Tara. Thanks, thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Not actually close, no. Roz from Bundoora. G'day, Roz.
Good evening, Phil, or good morning, I should say.
At sea, how many nautical miles make up a league?
I think it's 8.
It's not 8, no.
Oh, no, before I go, can I also do a shout-out to the paramedicals, because coming home tonight, there was an awful sort of situation and pouring rain. I thought those paramedicals out in that terrible weather and doing a fantastic job.
I know.
So well done to them all.
Good on you, Roz. Then yes, and thanks for mentioning them. Hats off indeed. Ken from Goulburn. G'day, Ken.
Hey, how are you, Phil?
Not bad. At sea, how many nautical miles make up a league?
Oh, I'm just having an educated guess because I've had 20,000 leagues under the sea. Maybe it's only just one.
Uh-huh. No, it's not just one. Thank you. No. Laurie from Burton's Lookout near Colac. G'day, Laurie.
Hello, yeah.
Let's see, how many nautical miles make up a league?
I was actually ringing up to say if I go down the highway, the Prince's Highway to Camperdown and up to Mount Lura, you can see Mount Elephant when you look in the northerly direction.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Yeah. Saw it quite a lot when I used to travel in those areas, yeah. I think it's a low number, but I can't remember exactly. I was trying for a Bradbury, but I'll try for 6.
No, it's not 6. Thanks, Laurie. Not 6, no. All right, Susie from Adelaide. G'day, Susie.
G'day, Phil.
At sea, how many nautical miles make up a league?
I think it's around about 3.
Correct, it is. It is 3.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, it's 3. Okay. Well, that means there's one left. That means then we're up to. that means we're up to question 25. You've put yourself here, so let's see how we go.
All right.
Elephants on parade. A white elephant appeared on the flag of which country from 1855 to 1916?
Oh, no idea, but I'll say Zimbabwe, I guess.
No, it's not Zimbabwe. Sorry, Susie. No, it's not Zimbabwe. Charlie from Mount Druid. G'day, Charlie. Any idea?
Oh, I do have an idea, but I was wondering, how do you feel about Scorch peanut bars?
No, not a fan.
No?
No.
What, too peanutty?
Oh, I don't know, just, yeah. Too peanutty, that's right.
What about bounties?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind a bounty. That's all right. They're a coconutty thing, yeah.
Yeah. And there's another one. There's a new one, the dark chocolate with the Bundaberg rum in it.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Yeah. Dark, they're all right.
Charlie. A white elephant appeared on the flag of which country from 1855 to 1916?
Kenya.
Not Kenya. Sorry, Charlie, no, it's not Kenya. Okay, Keith from Sippy Downs. G'day, Keith.
Oh, g'day, mate. I really haven't the faintest idea. I'll hazard a guess at India.
No, it's not India. Oh, dear. All right, Trev from Surface Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Oh, all right, hello.
A white elephant appeared on the flag of which country from 1855 to 1916?
God, I wish I knew. I'm going to have a guess. It's going to be one of the Asian countries where elephants were around. Can I say Pakistan?
It's not Pakistan, no. You may have good instincts, but it's not Pakistan. Andrew from Yodin. G'day, Andrew.
Greetings. I love elephants and I've always enjoyed collecting books.
on big game hunting and Belgian clubbies where they had them. And the answer to your question, I reckon, is Thailand.
It is Thailand, yes. It is Thailand, or Siam, I think it was.
And I know about Kit Kats. My sister was an auditor with Price Waterhouse.
Oh, yeah.
30 or 40 years ago. And she would bring half a suitcase of chocolates. And why the cats were not further processed, they had tinfoil on part of the chocolate bar, and it would have been too time competitive to pull the tinfoil off, so they just sold them.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, and they were cheap. Whenever my sister did the audit, I said, for God's sake, buy more.
And then
with Mount Elephant, Mount Elephant is the only elephant mountain in the world that truly looks like an elephant that sat down with its knees folded under its body.
Which Mount Elephant are you talking about?
In Victoria.
Oh, the one in Victoria, yeah.
It's a majestic mountain. You can see why the early people who named things thought, good God, you know, all it lacks is ears.
Mick from the Bellarine Peninsula, which is not that far away, says, Google Maps shows a Mount Elephant in WA in South Australia. What? And Victoria.
You've got to get the right elephant. Who wants something that looks like a fat little pygmy when a real one is in Victoria?
Well, you see, a proper Mount Elephant would have a massive spur that looked like a trunk.
Oh, no. There's this thing. You think it's standing in water, half submerged, eating with its trunk, and the trunk's below the water. It's a very good mountain, and I think all the other states can just cringe in fear of how wonderful Victoria is.
That's a good topic to talk about right now, Andrew. How wonderful Victoria is.
It's not really. You've only got to look at our caliber of politicians.
What's the national song of Victoria? What's the state song of Victoria, Andrew? Collingwood forever.
No, I'm going to immigrate now. There's a hell of a lot gone to Queensland.
Oh, no, it's I've got to get out of this place.
Yes, that's it, that's the one. But it's great fun. And on elephants, there are some magnificent books like Elephant Bill, who was an officer in the Second World War, who got a heap of elephants out of Thailand and Burma and brought them for the British to use because they were bulldozers that wouldn't get bogged.
Oh, wow. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They were worth their weight in gold. When I
was in northern Thailand, actually up in Chiang Mai a couple of years ago, there's a wonderful temple up on the top of a mountain outside the town, whose name I can't remember now. Doi Sutep, Do Step, isn't it? Doi Sutep, that's right.
Yeah,
and halfway up the mountain is another small temple where it's said that the elephant who was carrying stuff up for the big temple carked it and passed out. Well, I'm not surprised because I walked up the hill myself and it's very steep. And you
didn't cark it.
As I live and breathe, Andrew, I'm still here to say I didn't cark it. But the ruler was at the time was so beloved of the elephant and so respectful of the elephant that carked it because it was obviously carrying a very heavy load up a massive hill that he made another temple there halfway up the hill.
It's fascinating with them. In Babylon, there were stables for 5,000 elephants. And an elephant eats a couple of hundred kilo a day and generates a couple of hundred kilo of manure because he only absorbs about 20% of what he eats. And you think of the men involved in cropping and harvesting to bring that forage to them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they had what you'd call war harness, ceremonial harness, all those different things. So the trades that were involved in keeping all that going. And then you read about the Roman Empire. The Roman generals wanted to see which was the better elephant in the Colosseum.
Yeah.
And so they had African elephants and Indian elephants fight against each other. You know, and we're talking 30 or 40 of each. And you think, hell, that's a lot of elephants.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hey, by the way, Bobsled's texted in saying, I object to the number plate in Victoria. Victoria, the education state. Are they calling me ignorant? Bobsled, you see, does not live in Victoria.
Perhaps he's wanting in further education.
Yeah. Thailand, my texter says, never had an elephant on its flag. However, Siam did. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we're saying Siam, you know.
Yeah, well, it's modern, not modern names. I mean, I look at the history with Belgium, with how it dealt with some of the colonies they had in Africa.
Yeah.
So ruthlessly and venomously, and you think, hell, you know. No wonder Idi Amin was, you know, Idi Amin, because they all went through hell. And of course, no excuse for Idi. He was aptly named Idi the Idiot.
Yeah.
You know, I must go. I've got to shift a machine, and I've only got minutes to do it. Otherwise, I'll have problems.
You go and shift the machine, Andrew. See ya. But just hang on, we've got to get some details from you, because otherwise we won't be able to get the magnet. All right, Andrew is the winner tonight. He's the recipient of the Mighty Magnet, so good luck to him. Thanks to everyone who's texting in too. 1-300-800-222. Line's free. Give me a call. What are elephant droppings good for? Phil, elephant droppings are the best thing for roses, says my texter. Oh, okay. Margaret of Brisbane says, yes, the chocolates that someone mentioned had the Bundaberg rum in it are the old gold dark chocolate rum and raisin. Oh, okay. I think that was Charlie from Mount Druitt who loved that, wasn't it? Yeah. Robin says, Philip, surely you mean the Democratic Republic of Victoria. Oh, Robin, I guess we know what side of the fence you're on in this way.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.